Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Thanks to Mo Greens for being a sponsor of today's show. If you're looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice. Mo Greens, the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Mo Greens combines old-school San Francisco charm with unparalleled customer service, creating a truly elite cannabis experience. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Good Days Will Happen. That was from Randy on Patreon. We're adding new rewards over at Patreon as much as we can. Patreon members get early access to our pre-taped episodes, exclusive access to Doing Doug with Dabs, signed blue card, access to the pre-show live stream. We'll mention your name on the show. Make sure you become a member of the 420 Club on Patreon, patreon.com/gettingdoug. Our new online merch store is up and running. Right now we have t-shirts and mugs, a smaller version of this giant expensive mug. And we'll be adding more designs and products over time. And if you have your own Getting Dug with High design, I forgot to mention this last week, send it over and we will pick our favorites to include in the store. It's tpublic.com/store/gettingdug-with-high. Almost got through that. I'll be taping Doug Loves Movies podcast this Saturday at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas at 4:20. I'll be at Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois on May 4th and 5th. And guess what? Those shows are at 4:20 as well. For all of my dates, go to douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off.
Wow.
We're here. We're doing it. I'm here with two of my favorites, soon to be two of your favorites. This is Eric's first time on the show, but we all know and love Tiffany already. It's Tiffany Haddish and Eric Edelstein, everybody. Yay! Here we are, pre-taping. So whatever you say today is going to go on the record 1 week from today. Yeah, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, isn't it? So you get a whole week to back out is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Because we're just going to, you know, sit back and have some laughs and smoke some of this sativa that's called Lemon Sugar Kush.
Ooh.
And we have an indica standing by, but my guests tend to not want indica because of its reputation for being a sleepy maker.
Okay, so the indica is the sleepy maker, mm-hmm. and the sativa is the upper.
Upper, yeah.
Even though, like, sativa is like sedative.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
It sounds like sedative.
I didn't think of it like that, you're right.
And then indica is like in your cut.
Yeah, see, you've really come up with a clever way to get it wrong.
Exactly.
And mix the two up all the time.
Exactly. That's why I'm sleep a lot. When I'm supposed to be awake, I'm like this.
I go into couch for indica.
Into couch.
Into couch.
Into couch for indica.
Yeah, and then sativa, don't worry about it. It's the opposite of in the couch.
And what about it's hybrid?
That's what they all are, if you ask me. I think it's like people. It's all hybrids. You know, there's nothing pure anymore.
Tell me about it.
We had a guest on the last episode who just, he feels like indica and sativa he doesn't feel a difference between the two. You know, it's how some people are.
I love a good indica because it'll calm me down.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the last 10 minutes will roll
What do you get riled up about? Do you need this? Because you could probably really handle yourself in a fight or whatever.
No, it's a big front. I grew late. I was like 5'11 when I graduated high school. And if you're big, you never have to get in a fight. So I like faked my way down here as a bouncer for 2 years.
So you're saying that guys, big guys like you are all just a bunch of pussies and never fought anybody?
Totally. Totally.
Oh, I'm going to fight him then. I'll win.
Be careful of just like strength, because I do have strength, but it's like unharnessed. But right. No, gentle giants don't want to fight.
Yeah, be careful.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah. All right.
So you're high energy?
Yeah, right. In general. So the indica kind of calms me down. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, have him sit behind you in a movie. And then you'll hear from him plenty. Yeah.
You talked to him.
He's a talker at the movies. At least at this one particular movie. He was very excited. It was a premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He was a premiere. It was a movie I was in, and I was also super stoned. I guess I can say that here.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I'm gonna have a nervous laugh, trying to harness it and be cooler, but it still comes out. And it kept coming out, and I was also kind of feeling no pain. And that was where Doug and I's friendship started from. Yeah. A rocky place.
It's like, who's this annoying person sitting behind me? And then I figured out later that it was the guy that was in the movie that I just loved. The only thing I didn't like about the movie is the guy was bothering me. And he's in the movie. So like that's, if anybody's gonna bother you during a movie, I think it should be the people involved in making it should have the option.
What movie is this?
It's called Green Room. And if you haven't seen it, I think it sounds like you haven't, it's about a green room at a rock club that has kind of a Nazi situation going on. And he's the bouncer, doorman guy. And it's violent and disturbing, and it's really good.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's really well done.
But that, I just played it like a bouncer that was scared. Because in real life, I was a bouncer that was scared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Look at that. So you're just, method acting.
Oh, play, yeah. Play what you know.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow, you get cast as guy sitting around talking about...
Indica.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, whatever you're doing right now, you'll get that part tomorrow.
Done.
You're living it. You can do it all. We got to ask everybody that's never been on before. Tiffany's been on the show before, so she gets a pass on this question. But, Eric, what's your high history? How did you get started with your love of cannabis?
Yeah, I was a little bit of a late bloomer. Like, I went to Catholic school. I was kind of sheltered.
My own high history.
Well, there we go.
Thank you.
They're really behind on that one.
I love it. No.
I was like, who is talking?
That was so
yeah, right? Come
so
on now.
Rude.
Does happen from time to time throughout the show, but I, the thing that's supposed to set it off, I said it like a minute ago, and then it happened. But I'm not complaining.
Somebody's
it's funny no matter when it comes up.
Yeah, it works. So I did it maybe a couple times, and then I came down to Los Angeles. And I got diagnosed with a stomach problem. And all they do is give you like steroids and Vicodin. And then my buddy, I'm old enough, he brought me a printed out article talking about the miracle of medical marijuana. And I'm like, I didn't believe him, but I tried it.
Yeah.
And it was a miracle. And a true miracle for me. And then I just turned into like the person that hadn't done it in high school, doing it way too much in my mid-20s. So it was a blast. And then just kind of kept that level up there and flew through it, buddy.
So have we started smoking yet today?
No, I'm waiting for you to say
That's
bon
really ridiculous on my part that we haven't smoked at all.
I'm waiting for you to say bon appetit.
All right, I'll say it. It's not the usual cue, but
what's
I'll say bon
cue?
Appetit. Usually it's like, hey, let's smoke. It's 420 somewhere. Yeah, exactly like that. But anyway, go ahead and grab any of those things you want. Those are probably both empty. Why don't we ever load those? Probably
because
people don't go right for those for some reason. But we can put some in there.
This.
Yeah, we gotta grind up some more maybe of this stuff. I've also got a list of names I gotta read off. It's a thing we're doing just to say we appreciate people who join our 420 Club on Patreon. Jeffrey Falick.
He has his own symbol.
That's, I mean, it's not spelled like that, but that's the only way I pronounce that. How would you pronounce that, Tiffany?
Phallic.
Oh, Phallic. Okay, yeah. Jeffrey Phallic.
If he donated money, Phallic.
Experience Audio is also a member of the club. Sean Nolte, Juan Buena, Joseph Hall, Kyle Gorell, Adrian S., Armando Perez, Andrew Dempsey, and Randy S. Thank you to all those people for doing that.
Yay. Yeah.
Yeah. We got a club going. Yeah, yeah. And people join up.
Do we wait for you?
Go ahead. No, please. By all means, don't wait for me. Oh, you got a lighter already. Good for you.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. I apologize for not getting to this portion of the show sooner.
Why can't this be every show?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be, but we're not quite there yet.
You need one of them corn pipes, like from the cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
The corn husk pipe.
Yeah.
I used to every once in a while get one of those at like the you know, Walgreens or whatever when I was on the road, need something to smoke out of it. I was in a dumb area, didn't have any apples.
Mm. So then you get a corn on a cob pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, because those are just, you just stuff it, you know, it's not going to be good for long, but you could, it'll last for a little while. You just stuff your weed in there and smoke it.
I can act like I haven't been there. I've gotten the corn cob on the road, like a CVS or a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
In our rural areas.
Yep, exactly.
Mostly where hillbillies are, right?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like the cartoons.
Corn
cob. I've never seen one in real life.
Well, good for you. They've never seen you. You're a unicorn, right?
Yeah, they never seen me in real life either. I don't be in them their heels.
Which is a loss for them.
Well,
oh,
maybe a win for all of us.
Yeah. Those hills are no joke.
Well, here's a fun one. If you want, if that's loaded up, if you want a smaller pipe, and this thing, we can load this up. It's a weird new one we just added to the table.
What is that?
It's I guess they call it a bubbler, and it's I'll load this. That's what I'll smoke out of next. I'll load this up.
It looks weird.
But in the meantime, you guys want to help me figure out a question? These are questions that I don't know the answer. It's usually some sort of trick to it that we got to try to figure out. And the segment is called Marijuana Know Something.
Okay. Marijuana Know Something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's an interesting question. They want to know, what is the shape of wombat poop? What is the shape of it? I'm going to guess the shape of water.
Well, it depends.
It's all diarrhea. You know,
poor wombat, man. He's not taking care of
wombat's
himself.
Wombat's just...
I would go with
just
the
all
shape,
diarrhea all the time.
The shape of his booty hole.
Oh, okay. Booty hole shaped poops are coming out. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, because I imagine there's wombats of all sizes.
I mean, I wouldn't imagine that it'd be like a rectangle poop or a triangle poop. Or even an octagon shaped poop. Poop is poop, most poops. I don't even think that poops is going to
be. Are you thinking of Play-Doh shapes?
Yes,
to figure out what else it could be.
Yeah. A trisosceles. I'm going to go with circle poop for 100.
Oh, it's shape of a circle. Okay. There's got to be some sort of trick to it. Do you have any guesses, Eric?
I bet they're like little pebbles because wombats are little.
So you're going pebble poop?
I'm going pebble poop.
Mm.
Circle. See?
Little,
circles,
little
pebbles.
Little tiny circle pebbles. Hmm. All right. You guys are so satisfied. I'm going to go ahead and flip over the card and find out the answer. Did you look it up yourself, Daniel?
I guess.
Oh, you have a guess?
I said spiral.
He says he comes out in a spiral.
I hate spiral.
Which is still circle.
Oh, maybe like a...
it's two...
She knows.
Like kind of a corkscrew kind of deal.
Poor wombat.
Does it come out like soft serve? Is that what you're driving at? Okay, I'll tell you the answer. I don't want to gross out my guess.
Go for it.
Oh, it's cube shaped.
Whoa. You were close to it.
You said square. You just forgot to make that shit 3D.
How is it square? Does the card say?
What creature has a square booty hole?
Yeah, that's, now it's scary.
Now, wombats do not have square buttholes. There is a pellet. It is maybe a tube.
It just must be like the shape it comes out of, I guess.
Oh. Right, just like hair.
Yeah, weird.
You know, your hair is like fine with a slight curl. That means that your hair follicle has a little, like a little ending in it. And that's why I grow up with the little curl.
Whoa.
Mine got a lot of endings, so that's why mine grow out real curly. Did you know that?
No, I had no clue.
Yeah, you got like a smudge, like you see how your ends like curl just a little bit?
Yeah.
So when it grow out, it's a little, it's a circle, right? But it's like maybe a little tighter or like, you know, like, and it, so it make the hair grow out with a little curl.
No way.
So people that got super straight hair, they grow out super straight, they just got a perfect circle hair follicle. Knowledge.
We learned something today.
All right, I'm putting that down. I might have to stop.
You did it!
Like that was finally the thing that blew my mind the most.
Doug's
like,
done. Okay, Nothing else you can do. Over.
I can't. What do I do now after that? But now I'm just going to grind up some more here.
Because you do have incredible hair, Doug. It's like you look at it when you're high, like, Jesus, that man has a head of hair.
Yeah, got that Superman.
Yeah, it's like a Kendall.
Sorry, I didn't even ask permission to touch it. Can I touch it?
Can you touch it?
This is perfect timing because we have to go to a break. But
man,
we'll be right
back.
It's
all feathered perfectly.
What flavor is more timeless or classic than peanut butter? We all enjoy it in our own way, but maybe it's time to improve upon a classic. Pop Chips Nutter Puffs have taken everything you love about peanut butter, all the joy and memories, and packed it into one perfectly snackable puff. Now that's peanut better. Nutter Puffs is the latest craveable creation from Pop Chips, a brand that knows a thing or two about snacking your heart out. Nutter Puffs are crispy corn puffs coated in real peanut butter and packed with 5 grams of protein per serving for a snack that's as satisfying as it is sensible. Made with simple ingredients, it's the simple joy of peanut butter in every bite. My favorite flavor is the classic peanut butter flavor. It's been great to have as a snack in the middle of the day between meals. It's satisfying without being too filling. Stock up on Nutter Puffs today. Go to amazon.com/popchips and use the code 20Doug, that's the number 20 plus Doug, at checkout to get 20% off your order of Nutter Puffs. That's amazon.com/popchips with special code 20Doug.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
When looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice and visit Mo Greens. Mo Greens is the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Their budtenders guide you through our extensive menu to tailor your experience. From flower, pre-rolls, vape pens, topicals, concentrates, edibles, and accessories, our products are all curated by our team of skillful buyers and thoroughly tested to ensure the highest quality. All adults 21 and over can shop, relax, and enjoy cannabis in this safe and comfortable space. Try one of their 3 lavish consumption lounges where you can chill, work, create, stop in for a quick smoke. There's the Playground, their largest space dedicated to vaping, the Vault, an enclosed space where concentrated cannabis extracts are consumed, or for the traditionalists, there's the High Roller Room that features 5 large booths to roll up, light up, and smoke. Mo Green's values are based on multiple generations of San Franciscan wisdom, inclusion, breathtaking beauty, and realized potential. We promise that Mo Greens will deliver the finest cannabis dispensary experience you can find, and we look forward to hosting you soon. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit.
Order in the high
basement.
Court.
We're back. Oh, the high court. Someday, maybe we're trying to get it revived. That was some of the most fun ever.
Yeah, that was breaking news. That was the most fun.
There was so much fun when,
read about it.
When Tiffany would be the bailiff and we and she would, they would present their case to me and we'd be all high and shit and and Tiffany would just laugh in their faces. Like, just found everything to be so hilarious. And they'd be still real serious trying to tell their side of the story.
And, what was like the most serious case? Like actual, like kind of heart-wrenching.
So did you have a tough
there
one?
There was two cases that really just made me laugh so hard. One was.
This sounds like
one
the opposite.
One was the two friends. It was two friends, right? Where the two girls was dating brothers, I think it was, or something like that. And one of them had went to the wanted to use the other one's car, but the tags was expired, and then. It was the girl was talking about the car like it was brand new. It was like a 1999 town car Camaro or something. I don't know what the hell it was. It was a Lexus, a 1999 Lexus. And they was talking about that shit like it came out like yesterday. Like it was a spaceship. And when they showed the picture of the car, I just died laughing. They was really mad, like they was gonna fight about little raggedy ass. The car probably sound like my laugh.
You should just go to a courthouse during the day and watch some cases and
just laugh.
You get such pleasure from these people being so.
It was the dumbest case though. Like, really, that raggedy car. Like, really, and she was like, and she lost. Oh, girl, lost. And she was like, we gonna see about this in the hood. But I couldn't stop laughing because I knew the other girl was finna get her ass beat. She about to get her ass beat.
I see that Alicia's here.
Hey, girl.
Alicia is here with the pot news.
Hot topic.
There it is even.
I will absolutely get to them, but I just want to know really quick, is your wife in that Groomed movie that was at South by Southwest?
No, she's not. She went down and to appear on panels.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
If you don't follow Eric's wife on Instagram, you are missing out on so much. I don't mean to plug his stuff because you're probably going to do this anyway, but it's just Rona Grooming.
Yes.
And his wife is this like super professional dog groomer, and she does these blowout videos and they're like slow-mo and set to music, and like I seriously could spend hours on her account. So go
I
do
love
that.
It.
What would she groom my dog?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Blueberry facial, some flair, some color with the tail.
She does all the stars kidding? Dogs. She does Andy Garcia's dog.
Oh yeah. She does
Fritz Coleman's dog.
Yeah.
Cause look, I'm
Fritz
trying
is
to
down to earth.
Wait, what's
Fritz
your dog's name?
Yeah.
Well, I have a Maltese Yorkie mix named Sleeper. She's white.
Sleeper.
And I wanted to get her some blue streaks in the top.
Oh, and Brain, then, are you kidding? It's on.
Okay, and then I got a blue nose pit bull.
Look at this.
Got a blue nose pit bull named Dreamer, and I got her some magnet stud earrings for her ears. They floppy, so boom, like she. And I got the same one, so we gonna be two bad bitches.
Oh no, it's she get an argan oil rub, a blueberry facial for all these dogs. And then yesterday, like my friend George came in, and his dog left with a pink tail.
Oh wow!
Got flare. Oh
wow.
Yeah.
I want Dreamer's nails to get painted like fire red.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
so we're painting her nails with her gray coat. It's gonna be popping.
I love what I did here.
No, amazing.
Yeah, you really.
My wife's gonna freak out. Are you kidding?
It's pretty cool.
She read your book.
She read my book.
She had your book on audiobook. She loves you. This whole thing will fire her. Jess Rona Grooming
this is
up.
Heartwarming.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
look at that.
I'm going over
content, guys.
I'm coming over.
No, she's
me
like,
and my
no,
bitches.
You have to listen to her read it. Huh.
Look at really? That.
Yes.
Does she follow
See?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
I probably Jess would follow her too.
Oh, yeah. It's light and love. Look what you're doing here, Doug. This is beautiful. You're bringing customers to my home.
Yeah.
It's what happens in pop circles all over the place.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, you know, I take my dogs on the road with me sometimes, and I'm going to need a groomer to go with us so they can be fly for the little function.
Done. You also need a bodyguard for you and the groomer.
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay,
I work
cool.
cheap.
Family business.
Done.
It's happening.
Yeah, spend your money wisely on things like that.
Might as well.
Right? I love that. I love that. That's great. Great attitude. I also loved you popping up in those Taylor Swift concerts over the summer.
Yes.
I would look forward to that part every time when you would come on and say, old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh.
First, thank you.
Because she did.
Because she did. Yeah. Thank you.
It makes me laugh every time.
How many Taylor Swift concerts did you go to?
Good question.
Maybe five or six? Five, I think. I think so.
That's how much you like Taylor Swift?
I do enjoy Taylor Swift.
You know she's my friend.
Very much. Yeah, clearly. Clearly, if you're answering her phone and telling people old Taylor's dead, you got to be pretty tight. She's not going to just put anybody on that job.
Right. But I did do it for free.
People might not believe it.
I did it for free, so.
Because
I'm
cool.
Her friend.
That's nice.
You're like I'm your friend.
You're a good friend. Yeah.
I'm doing this for free.
You hook up your friends. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're trying to tell us that Taylor Swift smoked you out as a trade-off.
No, she didn't smoke me out. She didn't smoke me out. That wasn't, no. No, that Sorry. Wasn't the trade-off.
Sorry.
No.
Oh.
But she do cook. So
I like that. So I like the sound of that.
I smoke my weed, then I Uber to her place and eat good. Hello.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good life.
Yeah.
Have you ever pet those cats?
Yes. The cats are cute.
They're super cute.
Chill. You know, they always watching. They kind of like security.
See, Eric, you're not needed.
No.
Taylor Swift has her cats.
No, the cats are trained. But until we get trained cats, you need someone that can scare people.
You're definitely the next best thing.
She also does have a lot of security guards, though, on the outside perimeter.
I bet.
Very handsome, too. Very handsome. Sometimes I just like to sit in the car, you know, smoke my weed.
Excuse me.
Watch security, watch me. Bless you.
I'm allergic to something today.
Oh no!
Probably one of the many animals that
that we all have.
31 dogs have touched his shirt.
Yeah, somebody.
Maybe it's my perfume.
I don't think so, because it's since before you got here. I've just been
It sounds like you got a cold.
You know, I think it's allergies, but you might be right, Doc.
Do you need an amoxicillin or something? You need a
what?
Amoxicillin.
Take it, Doug.
You know,
that's that stuff you take like when you know it's about to happen.
Yeah, antibiotic.
Don't worry, like, wear
glasses. Like take it before
sure
you have
allergies.
Unprotected sex.
I think
an amoxicillin.
Okay.
Why are you crying?
Because it's so great to have you back on the show. So much fun. I'm leaking everywhere from these damn allergies. I don't think it's a cold, though. Oh, here comes Kleenex is flying
right in.
I love it.
Look,
Kleenex flying in.
Look.
I got another question for you guys.
Oh.
You notice there's no snot coming from his nose. It's just tears coming out his eyes.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's just
emotion is
just
not
emotional.
An allergy.
It's really emotional.
You can't be allergic.
Oh, you're right.
To emotion.
You're right.
Okay.
John Boehner would say when he cried in public. He'd say, "I'm allergic to emotions."
See, nothing came out.
No,
just tell the truth. What's going on?
We just need a full play-by-play.
What's going on? Tell us what's up. You all right?
Well. For one thing, I don't know if you've heard the latest about wombats.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's
But you
cute
live
fact.
Your whole life thinking wombat poop's a certain shape.
You find out they look like booyah cubes.
The rug is pulled out from under you.
Look like
And you just have to have a good cry. You just have to cry it out sometimes when you hear about these things in nature that just don't make sense. You don't want to know something? And then we'll get to the other thing. How many blimps exist worldwide? Blimps.
I was just having this conversation recently with somebody, but I don't think we decided on a number.
This is working or not working?
Just blimps, so I guess, I don't know. That does feel like it should be like, I bet you it's working blimps. I don't know if a retired blimp is still a blimp, really.
I don't even know how many blimps Goodyear has alone.
I don't think they have a lot. That's my thing. I think the number might be staggeringly low.
I went up on a Zeppelin once.
You did?
I think there was only three. Yeah, there was a Zeppelin company out of Long Beach, and you could like try to win on Facebook or something a free Zeppelin ride. So my buddy and I went up in a Zeppelin. At that time, I think it was one of only three in the country that was going.
But this ain't worldwide.
I bet. Seven?
And it's got to be more than just a Zeppelin blimp. I'm going to go with 300.
Apparently, I unplugged my mic.
How long ago?
I have no idea.
How much did we miss out on?
They just now decided to tell me. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, they're probably on it pretty fast then. This is your segment, after all.
Wait, have you guessed yet?
She says 300.
He says 7.
Eric says 7. I haven't weighed in yet.
Blimps.
I'm thinking it's a really tiny number for some reason.
37.
I went up in one once, but I forgot how many they said exist. But I'm gonna say 4.
Wow. Okay.
Worldwide.
Oh shit.
5. Yeah. Hold on. Start over.
No, I'm sticking to 4.
Name
4.
All
4.
The other countries that have blimps.
I'm going 4. Oh, okay. 25.
Oh.
Well, you went
25.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You won.
All right. Thanks.
That was a weird
Thanks
one.
For affirming that.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares?
That was a good time.
Yeah. What do these people know about blimps?
Yeah, but you know, there's probably somebody like, I've been on every blimp in the world.
There's people out there.
25.
There are blimp enthusiasts that are like, these people need to get their shit together regarding blimps and how amazing they are. I'll probably hear from Goodyear over this.
Why? Because they own all 25?
They own at least 2.
I think they should invite more of us on a blimp ride now.
That's what should happen.
Yeah. Just for bringing blimps back into popular media.
I think your next show should be done from a blimp.
Whoa, yes. I like that. Getting
this one and her ideas.
That's a good one, though.
Never stops with the amazing
blimps
ideas.
Episode.
Amazing. It's probably not safe to smoke in a blimp.
Why?
But I could be wrong.
Until
I don't
now.
Know.
Why? You ain't never seen the movies where they're walking around in a blimp and they got the little lab and they got like a kitchen and they got a cigar.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
In a blimp?
I have not seen those.
All the Rockefellers. All the Rockefellers had cigars. See?
I don't know about that. The blimp I was in, there wasn't anywhere you could walk around. You're just like in a little bucket on the bottom of it, you know?
Yeah, but it's a bucket you can walk around. Like a big bucket.
All right. It's more spacious than some of them, I guess.
If you did the pens, I think you could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could vape on a blimp, I think. That's just fun to say, if nothing else.
Horrible thing to assume, but fun to say.
Why don't you tell somebody, why don't you go vape on a blimp?
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
Why don't you do something that is safe and good for you and be an interesting experience? Go vape on a blimp.
Go vape on a blimp.
Did we do any pot topics?
We did not.
Do we, can
but
we squeeze
I think
in like
that
a real
we
fast
don't
one?
Have time, so.
Oh, no.
Join Patreon right now and watch doing Doug with Dabs? Is that right? That never feels right when I say it.
It doesn't feel right doing Doug with Dabs. But yeah, you can see those post-show shows exclusively as members of the Patreon 420 Club. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back with Taylor and the final segment of this episode. See you soon.
If you're having sexual performance issues, you don't have to feel alone. It's more common than you think. And thanks to science, ED can be optional. With 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Don't let awkward or uncomfortable doctor visits keep you from a solution. With Hims, you do everything online. They connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. These are well-known generic equivalents, name-brand prescriptions, not snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. You just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Then products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims for a month today and get started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/DougED. That's FORHIMS.com/DougED. 4hims.com/DougED. DougED. Today's episode is also brought to you by Devil May Cry 5, an over-the-top action-filled game rated M for mature, now available on Xbox One. Devil May Cry returns. Play as Dante, Nero, and the mysterious new protagonist V in Devil May Cry 5. With all three characters bringing equal amounts of swagger and skill, you can fight off demon hordes with as much style as you can manage. Ever need to just slice and dice some demons while looking hella nice? This is the game for you. It features three demon hunters, each with unique playstyles. But don't just take our word for it. Bleeding Cool calls it an elegant symphony of obliteration. Dual Shockers calls it one hell of a good time, and Game Rant calls Devil May Cry the perfect action game. So come on and kick some demon ass with Devil May Cry 5, and remember, games play best on Xbox One.
Hey, we're back. This is a real nice session we're having, and to bump things up a notch or two, we've got the Dab Master, Taylor Rizzo, joining us. And he's got his rig from Dr. Dabber.
That's right, the Switch.
The Switch. Do you guys do this sort of thing, Tiffany and Eric? Do you dabs?
Hell no. Nah.
Good answer.
No, I have not. No.
You've never done it?
No.
Okay, So this would be a first if we coerced you into doing it today. Of course, that's not what we're here to do. We're fine with no as an answer. On this show, no means no. And, but in parentheses, everybody would like to take a moment to think about it. Let's not rush into anything.
Oh, man.
But no, it's fine if you don't want to do it. Taylor and I will both do some hits just to
start one up.
Just to celebrate.
Oh, wait a minute. So this is a vapor. Is vaporizing the oil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a dab rig, but it basically works as a big vaporizer. Same way that it would a pen.
So where would you put the oil? Or the wax or inside? I don't know.
Yeah, all the wax just goes in here, and there's a little cup that heats up and vaporizes it, and then you get to circulate it through this. So it's filtered
through
the water.
Normally when people are like, let's do dabs, have you seen they have like a torch out and they're like heating it up?
Like
this is like
crack.
That with the, this is like a safer, fancier version of that.
Because this way looked like crack. Mm-hmm. This looks like...
This is like science.
Yeah,
no, it's very...
Because I feel like the look is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The look of things is so important.
And the safety
it's
element.
Got a purple light on it.
You also can't burn yourself on it, which is good.
Oh, wow. And then so you just charge this up in the wall? Like, how do you...
Yep, there's a little power plug right here.
So no fire.
No fire. There's just heat in here, but it's all enclosed in glass that you can't touch it with your hands at all.
Oh, good. But no fire.
No fire.
That's good. No carcinogenics.
I'll do one, I guess.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you do it.
I'll give her a go. That'll make me feel better.
You don't even need much, huh?
Yeah, you just a little.
Little ones.
You know, as the old expression goes, a little dab will do ya. And now they call them dabs. I don't think there's a connection, though.
There you go. So you have to seat it on the table.
I gotta press it, or oh, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and so when you just press the button, and the red light will come on to let you know that it's heating up, and when it goes green, it's ready to hit. It's pretty easy and convenient if you're gonna, if you need to step up your tolerance game. You know, just smoking regular weed is...
Oh, well, I'm pretty high on the regular weed.
Yeah, that's what I like about smoking weed is it doesn't really gateway me into anything, but there is something about dabbing. It's just like another, you know, I don't do it at home. I just do it on special occasions, you know. days that end in A-Y, for instance. But, it does make you a lot higher, a lot quicker. Mm-hmm.
So then, but you don't need as much, right?
No, the idea is like you could do a dab or two and then you're like good for the rest of the party or whatever, or the rest of the real long ass nap you're about to take.
That's what I would be doing.
You know, yeah.
It really is.
To me, that's what like I think a lot of people think of indica as being like. To mm-hmm. me, dabs is really...
Yeah.
Really makes me sleepy, and but in a nice way, not in a you know way that I'm like, no, I want to stay up. You know, it's I enjoy it, but I have to plan around it. Fortunately, step one is like a 45-minute ride back to home, so I could kind of nap on the way home.
It's still burning, huh?
No, it's cool now.
Well, I thought you were gonna do it.
Yeah, you wanna do it?
Awesome. Oh, he's gonna do it, everybody. Sweet. Eric Edelstein's first. Wow, this is quite an honor that you're doing this. I'm gonna say your plugs while you're doing it.
Oh, wow.
Just because you're in a movie called Family that's coming out next month, April.
Yeah.
Who's in that? What's happens there?
I mean, the main thing is juggalos.
It's about juggalos?
Well...
Gigolos?
Juggalos. For the followers of the Insane Clown Posse. You ever seen them? They're...
Wow. Talk about first. This is going to be your...
A dab long
your
juggalos.
Your first dab and her first hearing about the juggalos.
Experience.
Yeah, first for everything.
Oh, yeah.
What's the juggalo?
That's really interesting.
They're like outcasts that paint their face to, because they love a specific rap group. That's two white guys that dress up like clowns.
So they.
That was a pretty bad description of that. I'm
no,
sorry.
That
you're
was,
telling me people walk around with their yeah. face painted.
Yeah.
Well, they have like big clowns. Events where they all show
the
up.
The gathering of the juggalos.
They worship this band, I guess.
It's like Bonnaroo, but just for one group.
Okay, and everybody comes with their face painted like a clown?
Yeah, and they do whippets and drink Faygo. I'm giving you too much information.
I think they smoke weed.
And I know way too much about it.
I think a lot of them smoke weed, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that's prevalent, which is nice.
Yeah. What's a whippet?
It's around, I'm sure.
You know, it's not as insane and crazy as the name Insane Clown Posse makes you think, right?
It sounds like a clown convention.
It sort of is with tons of party stuff.
Well, there's just tons of people and just not so many cars. It's good for the environment.
Well, but the controversy is that they were, a few years ago, put on by our government, the federal gang watch list. Mm. And it changed everything for them, and their whole thing is that they're not a gang. And we actually filmed with real juggalos. We wanted to recreate the gathering of the juggalos, so they put out a thing on Facebook. Like, 50 people showed up to sit and be an extra and sit in this camp, and they were wonderful. We would sit out, I swear.
It's only 50 of them?
No, there's tons of them, but 50 came in like to volunteer, be in a campground in the middle, outside Atlanta, eat hot dogs, no real bathrooms that I saw. And they were the
And it was
nice...
nighttime shooting?
Yeah. Oh, and you know goodness. How it is on those things where they'll yeah. come and like cut, and then it was all real juggalos. They all volunteered and ICP was in the movie. And they would be like, okay, Eric, we'll come and take him. Like, no, I'm staying here. I want to hear what these guys are about. And they were, you couldn't believe them. They yeah. were so nice and like seemed weirdly inclusive, and they're really sweet. And the nicest thing is after the movie came out, a bunch of real juggalos went, and thank God. They liked it, and they saw it didn't get made fun of, and that you got the feeling of inclusion. So basically in the movie, my wife and I leave town, leave our daughter with Taylor Schilling, and they have a sweet relationship. We come back. She runs off to the gathering of the juggalos. Hilarity ensues.
Okay.
Yeah. Please come watch.
I'm going to check it out.
All right.
And when does it come out? Is it out now?
April 17th.
April 17th.
Yeah, and it really is a sweet movie.
Okay.
And then he, of course, is one of the voices in a Cartoon Network show called We Bear Bears. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I know that show.
Nothing?
Really?
Yeah. It's with the polar bear and,
yeah.
the, two other, and the white bear and the brown bear.
Yeah, and the brown bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that show.
Thank you.
It's a good show.
I really appreciate that. Bug, you're just bringing people
she
together.
She was in Lego Movie part, the second part.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. new season of The Last OG starts in April.
Yay.
What's, how do you say this? Tuca and Birdie?
Tuca and Birdie.
Tuca and Birdie
yeah,
is going to be
cartoon.
On Netflix. Oh, cartoon, yeah. neat. Mm-hmm. That's in May.
Yep.
And then a movie called The Kitchen comes out in August.
Yep.
Is there already a trailer out for that one?
No.
Not yet? We haven't seen anything yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, I might have dreamt it.
Maybe, right, yeah, you know you. What? All right. By the time yeah, this comes on, yeah.
Red, okay. up when it goes green.
So look for that, everybody,
and
right
you can
now.
Just stop whenever you want.
Oh, here we go. It's Eric's out. First
nope,
ever.
You don't have to touch about it.
Dab. Yeah, oh, you can yeah. blow it right mm-hmm. out. You don't have to hold it in like, yeah, there you go. Get rid of it.
There it is.
No coughing?
It can be pretty yeah. smooth,
yeah.
But also goes right to your head, right?
You know, most of my heavy talking out of the way, I can sit yeah. back now and just love it.
Yeah, no, yeah. all you gotta do is listen to the rest of Tiffany's plugs.
No, that's it, I thought there's more.
Yeah, there's, you got a new stand-up special on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. And In the Secret Life of Pets 2 comes out in June.
Yeah, another cartoon.
You're like the voice in everything now, right? You're just going to be doing lots of voice stuff.
No.
No? That was it? That was it? That was your run? You're going to retire from that game?
No.
Okay.
But not in everything, just in a lot of things.
I like it. You're very honest.
Yeah.
Do you feel that marijuana opens you up in terms of saying things you wouldn't normally say, or do you feel like you're just the same, you're just happier?
You asking me?
No, I'm... I'm doing that that character that I like to do, the guy that's really bad at eye contact. Nobody knows exactly who he's talking to. No, I was asking Tiffany, but I guess it does apply to everybody. I'd imagine. Do you remember what the question was? I don't know what the question was.
Does being high allow me to say things that I wouldn't
not allow you? Do you feel like, you know how people say I was drunk, I didn't mean what I said? Do you ever say I was high, I didn't mean what I said? I don't think that applies, right?
No.
No, I
meant it. I just might not have said it in the right tone.
Right. That's right. Our next show is going to be April 2nd at 12:15. And yeah, we're putting out a new one every week for a while. Thank you to Tiffany yeah. Hash and Eric Edelstein, yeah. Taylor, yeah. Alicia, woo! Daniel, everybody. at group nine. Pluto. I love Pluto. See billboards all over the place for Pluto now. That's exciting. Bye-bye.